Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right before the most wonderful time of the year, it is the most confusing time of the year. We're talking about insurance open enrollment. Not very fun. So many of us get stressed and confused by it. Seth Denson with us, the co-founder and chief strategist at GDP Advisors, and he's the author of The Cure as well, a blueprint for solving America's healthcare crisis. So, Seth, what is the biggest mistake that we make at this time of the year?
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake that people make is they don't spend time really understanding what the coverage is and what it means. And where I'm going with that is we've been trained to look at the kind of the basics, right? Deductible, co-insurance, and what I'm going to actually pay for the coverage. Those are the kind of the key metrics that we base our decision on. But the reality is that healthcare expenditures, the things we actually spend money on when we go seek services, can vary greatly. And so we really need to spend time diving into the details. And that's the mistake that most Americans make. And it becomes a surprise to them when they go use the insurance and only realize that certain things maybe weren't covered like they thought they were.
An Aflac Workforces report recently said 58% of employees are very stressed about understanding what insurance benefits they need. And those numbers were even higher for Generation Z and millennials. Why do you think it's even higher among the younger workforce?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of key components that are driving that. One is that, in general, Americans don't understand, regardless of generational differences. They kind of learned from the older generations, our generations, and we didn't really understand it that well. And so it's just become more complicated. And as healthcare continues to grow and the expense goes up, it is even becoming more opaque. It's very difficult to understand and navigate the healthcare system. From what I mean by that is various things will cost various amounts, and there's just no real great place to go to get the information, at least in a very clear and concise way. You got to understand, this generation is used to YouTubing everything or having it kind of provided to them in multiple ways in which they can learn based on their own structure of how they like to learn and gather information. And unfortunately, when it comes to healthcare, there's really not a lot of great resources out there for people to understand where to get the information.
What is the best way to figure out the most economical way to make sure you stay healthy?
Make a plan for where you might go to seek care before you go seek care, right? The last thing you want to do is in the heat of the moment try to figure out what things might cost, where things might be. And so what I tell people is do your research and take a scenario as you're looking through your insurance options and say, what happens if I were to need a knee scope or if I were a diabetic or have a heart condition? Do research in advance. Google's a great resource for that. You're going to find a lot of information about different hospitals and doctors. And when you know that, then you can kind of back into the plan. But the key here is, you know, the average American only spends about 15 minutes researching healthcare before they make their purchases on the insurance plan. But they spend 10 hours on average on a car and 2 hours on a flat screen TV. So I would say that time is your friend. Don't make a rash decision. Really understand the various components, and you'll be better off than most of the others. I think the main thing is just to always recognize whether you're on an employer-sponsored plan or on an exchange plan. Don't just assume that the coverage is going to roll over. Always make sure you take the time that you've enrolled in the right plan. On the exchanges, for example, some of the plans will change, and if you're not set up in auto-enrollment, come December 15th, when the exchanges close, you could be left without health insurance if you didn't sign up for auto enrollment. So don't take anything for granted. Get your questions answered and make sure you're in the plan that you need to be in.
That is Seth Denson. He says another key is to always recognize whether you're on an employer-sponsored plan or an exchange plan.